Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a little different, a reading, a joke, maybe something I created. And I call those things Wombats. And I have a Wombat later tonight. But we're going to start off with Boot Scoot and Boogie. If you've ever been involved in line dancing, you know what a trip it is. I'm not a good dancer, at least not since I was a teenager. But line dancing, if I was cautious and spent enough time, I could learn. This is one of the top line dancing songs in the world. Boot Scoot and Boogie by Brooks and Dunn.
Country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boot Scoot Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the Boot Scoot Boogie. Yeah, you told Dosino, come on baby, let's go Boot Scoot. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the Boot Scoot Boogie. Yeah, you told Dosido, come on baby, let's go.
Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. One of my sources of my love of music died 2 weeks ago, Harry Belafonte, and I've been playing songs by him on the show since then. Here's the first one I remember learning myself, being able to sing, and I still perform this when I get the chance, but my goal would be anything vaguely close to this performance by Harry Belafonte. This is Sylvie.
Sylvie. Sylvie. I'm so hot
and dry. Sylvie, Sylvie, can't you hear me crying? Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Every little once in a while. Every little once in a while. Sylvie say she love me, but I believe she lie. She hasn't been to see me since the last day of July. Sylvie, Sylvie, I'm so hot. Sylvie, Sylvie, can't you hear me crying? Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Every little once in a while. Every little once in a while. She bought me a little coffee. She bought me a little tea. Well, she bought me nearly every damn thing, but she didn't bring the jailhouse key. Sylvie, Sylvie, I'm so hot and dry. Sylvie, Sylvie, a little drink of water wouldn't satisfy me. Bring it in a bucket, Sylvie. Bring it in a bucket now. Bring it in a bucket, Sylvie. Every little once in a while. Every little in a while. Look a, look a yonder, what is that I see? Well, I thought it was little Sylvie coming after me. So hot and dry. Sylvie, Sylvie, can't you hear me crying? Bring me a little water, Sylvie. Bring me a little water now. Bring me a little. Once in a while. Every little once in a while. Every little once in a while.
Sylvie by Harry Belafonte. The next song is bluegrass, but new to me. This is Have You Ever Seen the Rain, as performed by Southern Raised.
Told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm, and I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day, and I know, shining down like water. Have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? Coming down on a sunny day. Yesterday, days before, sun is cold, the rain is hard, and I know, been that way for all my time. Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know, it can't stop, I wonder. Have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? Coming down on a sunny day.
That was Have You Ever Seen the Rain by a group named Southern Raised. The next song is a line dance. Another one of the really top line dance tunes, I think. This is What the Cowgirls Do by Vince Gill. And I want to give him credit. I think he expresses joy in this song. He is a happy man. He's playing the role of the singer, you know, the person the song is about, and he sounds joyful. And it could be criticized as a little too male-oriented, but I think there could be a perfectly balanced female version that would be just as powerful and would allow this to be without being criticized too much. In any case, this is What the Cowgirls Do by Vince Gill.
Have you ever been down to Texas, down around San Antonio?
cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do.
Ain't no different up in Oklahoma. They ain't afraid to stay up till dawn. They love to cut a rug and chug a rug. Long necks until their money's all gone.
I love it when they let their hair down and dance real close to you. You know I'm a sucker, baby.
What the cowgirls do. The cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do.
Well,
I love it when they let their hair down and dance real close to you. You know I'm a sucker, baby.
What the cowgirls do.
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 What those cowgirls do.
What the cowgirls do.
That was What the Cowgirls Do, performed by Vince Gill. And next up is a song that the word poignant just doesn't do it right. it's poignant in a beautiful way. This is Aragonville, as sung by the Dry Branch Fire Squad.
There's a chimney so tall that says Aragonville, but there's no smoke at all coming out of that stack, 'cause the mill has shut down and it ain't coming back. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. Saloons have all gone, it's so quiet I can't sleep. Now I'm too old to change, but I'm too young to die, and there's no place to go for my woman and I. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. Tell me what can I do? Tell me where can I go. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind.
Aragon Mill, sung by the Dry Branch Fire Squad. The next song is a new song for my show. I've never played it here before. And I just ran into it, and I'm quite taken with it. It's John Hartford's song, Gentle on My Mind, sung by Molly Tuttle. Molly Tuttle has quite a YouTube presence, and she's a performer. She sings and plays, I believe it's guitar. So in this particular song, the instruments are wonderful. They recorded this at the Augusta Festival, which is in West Virginia, and my wife and I went one year, not this year, but wow, the quality of the instrumental people playing with Molly Tuttle. The banjo player is a guy named Joe Newberry, who I actually know from other weeks. He didn't remember me, but I went up and spoke to him when I was at the that festival. He was there another year, and I remembered him from several times. A wonderful musician. He's on the banjo for this song. Listen for that. But the fiddle player, the guitar player, is probably Molly Tuttle. Each of the instrumentals in this version of Gentle on My Mind is out of sight. So Gentle on My Mind by Molly Tuttle and Joe Newberry.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that drag upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find. Of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. She turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence. Tears of joy might stain my face. And the summer sun might burn until I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you. Waking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Train yard. to hold you to my breast and fight. But you waving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Gentle on My Mind by Molly Tuttle and Joe Newberry on banjo. The next thing up is a wombat. And I do this to you every now and then, and I'm going to do it again. I tell you a little story about where the song came from, and then I play the song. And it's me singing the song. So for many years, about 30 almost, I went to a music camp, or I belonged to a music club that had weekends, 3 weekends a year, and often a week in the summer with where we all went. And I went to many, many weekends, and about 10 summers, I guess, and just heard wonderful, wonderful music. And at the end of each week, the folk music week, that's the one I went to, they had a campers concert. So we would get together in groups and sing songs. And so I sang this song to them, which I wrote, and it was topical. The last two verses, which it's an inside joke, everybody laughs at, is because they recognize the story. However, one of the main reasons I like to play this is the audience, which are all my friends from the week and from many other weeks, are just part of the whole thing. You can hear them singing and yelling and laughing. So that's what makes this recording so meaningful to me. And I think some of the energy will come out to everyone. But anyway, this is my voice singing the mighty, what I call the mighty Pinewoods Chorus. That's what I call the audience. And the song has its own story, but really it's about them, the mighty Pinewoods Chorus.
Can you watch the stars when you're standing on the ground? Tell me, how did the Wright brothers ever fly? Was it in the inspiration? Was it in the preparation? Was it waiting long enough for the glue to dry? Now what is this before us?
It's the mighty Pinewoods Chorus.
Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. And when this universe is ending, this and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. Well, there was a man named Goddard, dreamed of walking on the stars, and they called him a fool most every day. But when the first rocket left the earth, well, the world knew his worth. Sometimes dreamers have a high price to pay. Well, now what is this before us?
It's the mighty Pinewoods Chorus,
full of music, full of laughter, full of song. And when this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. Galilee, Galileo, well, now do you recall the day-o? You first saw the surface of the moon through a telescope. Well, the church said you were lying, but of the truth there's no denying. Papal error, papal goof, papal dope. Now what is this before us?
It's the mighty Pinewoods Chorus,
full of music,
full of laughter,
full of song. When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. Sing of the people brave who are over the water and the wave. Rubber duckies to the floating dock they convey. Through the wave and the wind, safely out and back again.
Sarah swim, heavy sing, Willie wave. Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. There were pina coladas, scantily clad white persons. And did you see the kiss that Annie McKenzie gave Noel? Georgia, rubber nut delusions, lots of laughter and confusion, contributions to this place we love so well. Last time now. Oh, now. The last breath of life be a song. Thank you.
That was the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus, written by and performed by Harry Baya. I'm your host, Harry Baya, on Wombats and Music, and that was a wombat. That's what I call those odd things I stick in my show. And I come on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, and also WISE and WISE and various other affiliated stations. We've expanded our reach. And it's now time to go on with our show. And the next song is by Eva Cassidy. I could spend the rest of the show talking about her. She had a great set of recordings, and then she died young and became famous after her death and won something like Album of the Year 2 years in a row. So this is Eva Cassidy, and she has, there are almost no films of her performing, but this is Eva Cassidy singing Over the Rainbow, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
So
You just heard Somewhere Over the Rainbow, sung by Eva Cassidy. And that final line, you know, if bluebirds fly, why can't I? This next song answers that. And the singer, Sarah Evans, puts her heart into this and says she was, this is Sarah Evans saying, I was born to fly, born to fly.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you've got nothing but time.
I will plant my heart in the garden of my dreams. And
Born to Fly by Sarah Evans. The next song is an old-time gospel, Death Come A-Knockin', also known as Traveling Shoes, sung by Ruthie Foster.
Oh, you know that. Oh, you know that. You know that death came a-knockin' on my mother's door, singing, come on, mother, ain't you ready to go? And my mother stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shout, hallelujah, done my duty, got on my traveling shoes. Death came a-knockin' on my sister's door, singing, come on, sister, ain't ya ready to go? And my sister stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shout, hallelujah, done my duty, got on my traveling shoes.
That was Death Come A-Knockin' by Ruthie Foster. The next song is a Christmas carol, a well-known one at that, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And I play it this time of year because I think it's a fantastic recording of a song, of any song, but especially of this song. And at Christmas time, we're so drowned with all the Christmas music that this doesn't stand out like it should. So it's Carrie Underwood singing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And I love to hear this song any time of the year.
Joyful, joyful, God of glory, Lord of love, hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above, melt the clouds above. us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays, stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, failing mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, sung by Carrie Underwood. Next up is a classic doo-wop song. This one's from 1957. It's called Silhouettes by the Rays. There were several other versions after this one, but this is the first one to really make it big. Silhouettes.
Your house late last night, all the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight. From within a dim light cast two silhouettes on the shade. Oh, what a lovely couple they made. Put his arms around your waist, held you tight, kiss as I could almost taste in the night. Wondered why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade. I couldn't hide the tears in my eyes. Silhouettes, 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 tie, oh, silhouettes, 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 tie. Who had been two silhouettes on the shade, said to my shock, you're on the wrong block. Crushed
two silhouettes on the shade, all of our days. Two silhouettes on the shade.
That was Silhouettes by the Rays. Some singers more than others shaped who I am musically, and Harry Belafonte is one. Here's another one. This is Joan Baez singing The Gospel Ship. I never met Joan Baez and didn't even know she existed until she showed up as a big star in the Boston area. It turns out she'd been singing in coffee houses in the Boston area for years, and her father was a professor at the same college where I was an undergraduate, but I never heard of her. And then she turned up, and she was just, she shaped my musical preferences. I love this. This is Joan Baez singing The Gospel Ship. That was Joan Baez singing The Gospel Ship. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. This is my chance to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, like the Mighty Pinewoods Chorus tonight. And I call those odd things Wombats. So it's Wombats and Music, and I'm your host. Now it's time to close out the show, and each week I'd like to do that by having you join me. I call this audience participation time. It's your chance. So here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Yay! Celebration time. Goodbye.